Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
Woo, what a weird week.
Weird in what sense?
Well, now, after COVID, now we've got these, what, these hornets that are going to kill us and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. What do they call them? The murder hornets or murder bees or something?
But
yeah.
If they have good lawyers, they could probably get down to, like, a misdemeanor.
Stop it.
Or manslaughter bees.
Oh, jeez.
That was a good joke. Come on. That was good.
You worked on too long for that to be your punchline.
3 days to figure that one out.
yeah. Don't turn the dial. We got better material than that. I got
to tell you. That was good.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to talk. Okay. We're going to talk about geopolitics. And, you know, we get lots of questions about all the money that's being printed. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean from a debt repayment? What does it mean from a geopolitical order? Where do we invest? All these questions.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to survive? If you're going to be pumping all this money and you have all this debt, who's going to survive? Who's not? What should you do with your money in retirement? And we're going to have a special guest on that on our show for that. That's going to be a great one.
Yeah. It'll be a terrific two-piece. You want to stick around. And where does Canada fit in the big political order?
Yeah.
Right? Longer term.
Correct.
You want to stick around and hear his comments on that. Okay, let's. You and I often talk a little bit about the markets and whatnot. I want to talk about sort of the experience I've been having over the past number of weeks, maybe a month.
Okay.
Because there's a common theme, and we talked about it at our conference call with our clients earlier this week. And it's this notion, there's a difference between how people emotionally internalize crises. And I'm not just talking about this one, okay? I'll give you some examples. Okay. Versus the logic of it, right?
And the rational side, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of maybe down to behavioral finance. And let me give you a sense of sort of conversations. When we're talking about the most recent crisis, right? And you've had lots of conversations about this. And as a listener, think about the kinds of things you're talking about, right? This is different. It's unique. And each of these big crises are unique. But think about the language you were using in 2008 in that crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the tech wreck. Mm-hmm. We never had that before. Think about 9/11. Boy, we'd never experienced anything like that before on North American soil.
Yeah.
And I could keep going. So each of these crises, the language is the same. Oh my gosh, we've never faced this before. And emotionally, here's where I feel people go. They go to this place of the extinction level event.
Correct.
We've never seen this before. It's over.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when I use the term, and I intentionally have done that, extinction level event. Logically, when you hear that, people say, well, no, right? This one is a health crisis as well as a short-term financial crisis.
Correct.
So, you know, you could be interpreting that as, boy, the human race is done because of the virus. I'm really talking about it's an extinction level event for the economy. Each and every major crisis, it always feels the same.
Correct.
So what I've said is we've had multiple crises. The big ones are all unique and different, right?
Yeah.
We feel this horrible sense of doom when we go through it. How do you get control in an environment like that?
That's the hardest part,
right?
Because this is something you can't control.
Right.
You can't control. The only thing you can control is isolating yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only thing you can control right now.
Right.
You can't control what happens in the markets. You can't control with the whole curve yet. You can't control when the economy opens up. What's going to happen to oil? Like everything that's being thrown at you right now, you have no control.
Right.
So how do you gain control in that?
Yeah. So it's interesting. You have to look at, and I'll ask you a question. I'll pause for a minute as it sinks in for people. So I've gone through all these crises. Okay. Today's crisis that we're in, the Great Recession, the 9/11, the tech wreck, all of these different issues that we've faced.
Mm-hmm.
What's the commonality? What's the common theme amongst all of those very different crises? Just think about that for a second. The answer is that we survive it. Okay?
Yeah.
So let me go back to this really sort of stark comment of the emotional feeling of the extinction level event. It's over. There's, you know, we've shut the economy down. It's never restarting. It's just that kind of extreme bookend that we go to emotionally. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, if that were the case, then everything we're talking about today doesn't matter anyways, right? It's over.
Correct.
But more than likely, okay, the high probability is that with every one of these other crises, that we will figure out a solution to it, and there will be an economy to come back to.
Absolutely.
In what form, shape, we don't
know.
It's
got to be different.
Right.
Things that came from 2008 are different today.
Correct.
Like, just the technology has changed.
Well, crisis is a catalyst for change every time.
Every time.
Every time. Okay. But if we get back to this idea that the common theme, the only common element of all of these crises is that we recover, now we drill it down to one basic element, time.
Yeah.
Now we're negotiating time.
Yes.
Right? And we have done some research, and you can do this, but if you want to start to gain control and figure out opportunities and so on and so forth, just go back and do the research.
Yeah.
On time, recovery periods, what did it look like against all of those different crises over the past 50 years, take it.
That's right.
Okay? And you start to get an idea of...
the ranges.
The ranges, exactly.
How long or how short of a time does it take to recover?
Right.
And most people are that get that panic don't realize that things do recover. Now, I'm not saying buy, hold, and hope that it all works right out over the long term.
Right.
There needs to be strategy and being selective within that strategy. And we'll get more into detail about that. But it does recover. The question is, can you handle the time frame that it recovers? Let's give the worst case scenario. Since 1970, we did the research on the markets.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at when there's been a drop of 30% or more. It can take, on the high end, about 505 days.
Not about. It took 505 days to fall.
Exactly, 505.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Down to 51%, and then from 30 down to 50, and then back up to recovery.
And then back to recovery. That's about, let's call it a year and a half?
Year and a half.
Okay. So you know that it takes a year and a half just to break even. Start at the peak, fall, come right back up to the peak, a year and a half. That's the longest that we've seen since 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have that kind of time frame? Because there's been people who've called me who listen to this show, are listeners of this radio station, and say, Faisal, my entire retirement
right
is messed up because the markets have fallen 35%.
Right.
Okay, so first of all, it's structure.
Right.
Second of all, what do you mean? Like, if you lost one third, that means you cashed out. Then you've actually had a full impairment. But if you haven't cashed out, then what's the strategy from there?
Right.
Because things will recover.
Right. And you get asked questions, probably in this a lot more than I do, about cash, right? Should you be holding big positions of cash?
Yeah.
And I don't want necessarily to go into the market timing conversation, but what's really important is again, when we say minus 35, you're talking about the S&P 500.
Correct.
And the other issue I think that people need to get away from is generalizations. And even the kind of questions we had from client base when we were doing our conference call, it was generalizations. And so we really push on this idea of selectivity.
Yeah.
Right? That you think about this in an environment like today, this crisis has created change. It's created opportunity. And there's themes that are benefiting. Businesses that are doing better than they've ever done before.
Ever done before.
In the middle of this pandemic and crisis.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really important that people take a step back. Take control of those emotions by using some framework. Get some facts in front of you. Look at what it actually means. And then look at the themes. There's lots of ways to navigate these
things.
And
that's why we built the 5-pillar investment strategy approach for our growth investments. That you are not stuck with something. There's a strategy within 5 pillars
right
that you can work within so that you can profit and protect. And that's where strategy comes into play. Selective approach to your investments, very important, not just buy, hold, and hope it works out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so I think we've said enough about that. We've got a really interesting show coming up here because we want to talk about the geopolitics, get lots of questions about all the money printing and everything else. And the reality is that there are different countries that will have different rights and privileges in this global order, and the debt that's being printed and so on and so forth will be very different amongst different countries. So what does the political order look like coming out of this? And where does Canada fit?
Yeah.
Right? We're going to talk about that. Now, we have to make sense of all this stuff, right? We have to have a strategy to help people get through the next 35 years, not just the next 18 months. And let's remind everybody our next upcoming webinar.
Yeah, this strategy session and webinar will be on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m. live online, you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
U.S. has printed, call it $3.5 trillion of new capital right now. How does that affect your long-term retirement? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.